Eva's going through the saga with me yesterday. I've got a bunch of women on the case. We're going to find these shoes. We've got people in California. We've got people all over the U.S. We're talking to somebody in Connecticut. We're going to track down these shoes. And I was like, oh, my God, did someone lose some valuable shoes? She goes, no, no, no. There's a friend of mine who wants a cute pair of shoes from Aldo, and they're out of stock. We're on it.
Oh, yeah.
The women's brigade.
Yep. We start Googling, figuring out options.
Now, what happened? She wants...
Okay, well, we're not going to say who or anything.
Right, right, right. But a friend of yours is getting married.
Right, and she wants... found some shoes that she liked. And
how long do you have? When's the wedding?
I think it's in like a couple weeks. A little bit of time. But, you know, so she went to order them, but they were out of her size online. And this store doesn't ship store to store. So then I decided to go to other sources to find the shoe. And I found one on eBay, but then that was sold out. And then I found another one on another site, and then that size was sold out. I'm telling you, you get it all the way into your cart, and then you find out it's sold out. So then we went back to
you've gotten really into this.
You know, I love a challenge like this. I even called my friend Pam in L.A., who kind of works in shoe manufacturing. But
what?
Then what we decided was, she decided was that you could go to the store and pick it up. And it's a chain of shoe stores. So I said, find out where they have it. And between all of us, somebody knows. I know people in Nashville, L.A., Charlotte, you know. Like,
oh, my God.
You know, we can
this is like,
I know, right?
This is like in 101 Dalmatians when they go, put it on the midnight bark. This is like the girl shoes version of the midnight bark in 101 Dalmatians.
So, anyway, I think there's a pair has been located somewhere in Mass, and the latest I knew was that somebody was in that area and was going to get them and ship them. But I didn't. I saw this morning.
This
a little
is
bit
like
and I'm,
mounting a military rescue in another country. No, no, we got to check our sources.
Right, right, right.
Hey, Beth, what kind of sources you got in Connecticut?
I know. It's crazy. But you know,
I got to talk to my friend Tiffany. She lives near the mall. Maybe she can go in and do some recon.
See, that's women, though. We'll do
all
that.
All right. Agent Elizabeth, what you got? Let's report in. It's like a conference, like a nightly conference call.
Right.
Okay, we've assembled. It's the shoe recovery corps. Ladies, what can you report? Let's get the report from Indiana. Yep, no cute shoes here. Next. All right. How about California? Well, we got a lot of cute shoes, but not the right ones. You sure you don't want to change? Nope. Okay, on to Connecticut. Connecticut, what you got? Well, we got a lot of malls, but we don't have any Aldos. Okay. Next. What you got?
Oh, man. I know. It's crazy.
Let's go to Eva. Well, I'm sitting at the main mall, and I saw someone walk by, and I'm working a deal. How much can you give her? Gonna get these shoes. Over.
We're gonna get these shoes. So... anyway, it's been kind of fun.
They got one little scuff. Can you deal with a scuff?
I'll brush it out.
Okay.
I know. Isn't it crazy what girls will do for each other?
Oh, that's amazing.
I know. So anyway, we've been having fun with it anyway. So if you ever are trying to find something, I love the hunt.
Yeah. She loves the challenge. Loves the hunt. Doesn't really revel in the catch. Describes a lot of elements of her life.
Oh, my God.
Just
my
saying.
New headline.
Just
I revel in the hunt. The catch, not
saying.
So much.
Yep.
Blake and Eva in the morning.